Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert and it pops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Well, welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Judith Glaser back on the show. Judy is a more than 10-year member of our brain, CEO of Benchmark Communications, chairman of the Creating We Institute, author of a number of books, including Cultural Intelligence, which has just taken the world by storm, her hold CI research, and she's our good friend Judy Glaser back on the show.
I am so thrilled to be back. So many exciting things are happening now. So,
I know. I'm excited. I'm excited about what you're working on, all the things you're doing. However, you've lurched uncontrollably over to a subject that I might disagree with you on. We'll have to see how this
works. I can't wait to hear how
we'll have to see how this works. So tell us what you're thinking about. You've wandered over into my territory here, Judy, when you talk about co-calling.
Well, it's wandering back because
I'm a grizzled old salesman.
Yeah, well, then you're going to have a lot to say, and I'm sure we're going to disagree. But I want you to know I started out talking to salespeople and trying to figure out the good ones.
Yeah.
And so I studied it way back then, and that's actually what led me to conversational intelligence, that we've got to think about.
All great things come from salesmen. I mean, I've been saying that for years.
Yeah. Well, why don't you put your proposition on the table?
No. That's not how it works around here. I ask the questions first. So tell us what you're thinking about cold calling.
There's something that happens when someone knocks on your door and says, you know, I want to sell you something. Just the word we've uncovered, that just the word active wants to push the person away.
Yeah.
Because, right, being sold means being told. And when you're being told of what you should want, it doesn't agree with anything that you want, that person is in your mind somebody that you want to avoid. And whether you avoid them in the conversation by pulling back and not really sharing what's on your mind or all the things that you really need and want, operational. But when we're frightened about a salesperson just giving us the cookie-cutter thing that he wanted to sell that day so he can get his bonus or she, then it ruins the relationship. So relationship and trusting that person who walks in your door is so important. Otherwise, you want a lifetime customer. You just don't want to sell something.
Well, that's exactly right. But today, a cold call is an absolute non-starter. I mean, by everything that's going on, because, you know, when I was a young pup in sales, Judy, cold calls were percentage.
Mm-hmm.
It was always better to have an appointment or get a referral.
Yeah.
But I used to do cold calling back in those days, and because the person I was calling on, their salespeople were cold calling too.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't hold it against me that I was knocking on their door. Sometimes they would let me in because in those days I knew stuff that they needed to know.
Mm.
Today, no one has anything that a customer needs to know that they can't get it. Almost nothing can a salesperson know that a customer or prospect. So that's the reason why people don't allow cold calling anymore. And the problem is it actually becomes a event, because if you call on me unannounced, then you're presuming that I can't get this information. Two, I got nothing better to do than to talk to you.
Right, exactly.
It's bad will.
And three is that
I'm going to hold it against.
Exactly. And Google and word searches on the web, I give you infinite genius. I just did it yesterday. I found for my subject. So
I had a project like that too yesterday. So how do we reconcile yours and mine?
Well, but there's no reconciliation. I mean, I think I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
I really do agree. And it's enabling salespeople to think of the other person as someone who's aspiring to make some change in their life or do something different or figure out how to prevent problems like conflicts. I mean, so I deal with big companies, and it's always about we have silos, people aren't connecting. So I'm going to come into a company and different ways and processes for them to learn how to see these patterns and do something themselves. So it's not me. It's not me. I'd love to stay there forever, but I also empower people through the work that I do, and you know, enable them to.
And so that's what we need to do, is talk about how to use the work that you're doing to help people to get set up on a better path toward prospects.
Yep.
I call it higher quality prospecting.
I like that.
And
it has a lot of integrity in it. It sounds like it has integrity in it.
Well, and this is what I teach. It's what I help my customers. I work with corporate customers on this, the higher quality prospecting strategy. It has multiple facets, but it's all about making sure that you're working just as hard as ever, but you're in a nurturing way, not in a blind way.
Wonderful.
So we're going to talk about this some more. We're going to get Judith to help us with this. After these messages, 20 Tail with Dr. Judith Glaser. I'm Jim Blassing here. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.